Understand, this is why he was pumping it in to you to deeds and actions first, in the yin way, to get to the yang.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? All you got to do is just remember exactly everything that is out the way I've been telling you. Do it this way, do it that way, do it this way, this way, and that way, and this way. And now that's what you're going to do is you're going to sit them. You're going to sit the sister there. Therefore, you get pumping this knowledge into them. You tell them you want this here. The code and conduct has to be typed up into this particular. We're putting the book together now.
Yes, sir.
The first stack of the first phase of the book.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean all of knowledge. I mean that's the code and the conduct for the brothers that was behind the walls, all the letters, everything. And you got to sit there and tell them how you want it. Did you correlate it the way that you were told from Allah God, the Master, one of the people I'm holding, the Master, the Master, the remote control unit?
Yes, sir.
That's the way that you're supposed to do them. If you got to sit one in your room, Sister Anselma, Donna, and sit one in Sister Anselma, Lorraine's room, and then wherever you're going to sit them, right, you sit them somewhere and get them to doing that.
Yes, sir.
And the way that I, so therefore you are not, Allah God, the President, Master, one of the people I'm holding, the Master, the Master, the made you know by him making, through me, know how I wanted it did. Now when you speak, you're the eyes there telling them how you want it did.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Step back, and what you do when you step back, you're doing the cooking. That means that no one is allowed in the kitchen because everything, when they want something, you want a glass of water, you want some tea or whatever it is, you keep the coffee before them, you keep that coffee and they keep it stimulated and keep it working. Whatever they need, it's like you become, see, this is the secret of the washing of the feet. When Jesus said, if you only knew what this meant, when the time is right, it would be revealed to you about washing the disciples' feet.
Yes, sir.
We didn't come to be served, we come to serve. I'll show you the science of being served. So now when you step back, you put all this weight that was put on you, now from my God, the best one of the best and those other bad for me, now you're figuring to put it on them. I'm going to show you how now submission is the key. You're figuring to put this on them, and you're figuring to take the position that they were supposed to be, everything that they were supposed to be doing, clean up, doing this, and that you do.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You make them, you comfort them. You understand? You put them into jail. Is your back good? Here. See, this is here. Now, well, you need something a little bit better to go behind your back or something? Sister, you don't have to go drop the children off at school. We're taking the children to drop them at school. Y'all just keep the work right there and do it this way. And then when you proofread it, say, let me see. Is this the way that we want it? No, this is not exactly the way that we want it right here. Sister, do it this way here. You need anything else? Now, look here. We bring you some soup or something right here if you need a little soup or something. You don't have to do no cleanup. You do the cleaning up.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
You know, and when you're doing all these particular things, and what you do is you get them into the gowns. You get them into the white gown. If you got to stop over here, Sister Anselma, we'll say you can have a Sister Anselma on the so-called Chattel, maybe stick her up under the sewing machine and sew the gowns that quick, start sewing the gowns, get them into the white, but you're keeping them busy, and what you're doing is you're pumping this knowledge into them and putting the book together.
Yes, sir.
All the knowledge all the way back. I'm going to show you this is what the most honorable women say. Submission is the key. Never ask someone to do something that you didn't do yourself. So now you got to let them see. You're going to see how it works in reverse. You just flip it and reverse now.
Yes, sir.
You put them into your spot, into your shoes.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
By putting it, and then you take their shoes and put their shoes on.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, actually what transpired, that's why they did the record about the clean-up woman.
Yes, sir.
That's the most valuable woman, the clean-up woman.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? When they feel like they've worked into us, then you take them and you can have some tapes or something, or you take them and sit them in the little easy chair or while they're working, you can sit in the two little easy chairs and kick back and watch TV and bring up the proper handling of the children. And what you do is you take Sister Anselma, so-called Nichelle, and Sister Anselma, Brother Anselma, so-called Calvin, and all y'all do is work with the children.
Yes, sir.
This is the most valuable thing.
Yes, sir.
At the same time, you have them putting the books together, so now you're putting it on them. They don't have to do, you'll clean the van, you'll take care of the van. You'll do the running around. All they got to do is put this book together now.
Yes, sir.
Put this book together exactly the way that you want. Keep them in front of the tire bed and everything. They don't need to go into the kitchen. Anything that you need, you run and get. Oh, excuse me, the kitchen is here right now. You understand? Because I've gotten the prison master, what is he? And the message of Masana, but I understand that this is what your job is.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? You don't have to stop and go do this here and that. They don't have to do that no more. Nobody. See, that's why I got in the prison. That's why the people I'm in the prison. But I'm blessed to stand some of the so-called Zara and y'all to know how to cook. You do the cooking.
Yes, sir.
All they got to do is the work. See, a lot of the prison master, the people I'm in the prison. But I'm using the y'all to gather the books together, to gather up all the material. But they are the labor to put the book into its form and the mentality that Allah God, the prison master, the people I'm in the prison. But I'm in the prison. Into you the way he's been working with you, tell them.
Yes, sir.
This is the way that it goes now.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to. You don't have to come up here now and say, "Well, we're going to sit back here and listen to me teaching us some more." There's no need to be teaching any further till we get this here that we got involved into the book.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? We just can't keep going on and on and on. This is what it's time for, the combining of that what we already have, so it'll be together. When I'm out there in the prison, master, what is he from? I'm not letting us under the blessings to get out there, but you got to put together. We just can't keep pumping and pumping and pumping and pumping now.
Yes, sir.
This is what he's been working with you for all this time. When I got the prison, master, what is he from? I'm not letting us under the blessings. He had me instructing you on how to do the book. He was putting in you the instructions of how to instruct the other ones that are to put the book together.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't for you to do the one. I mean, it's not for me to sit down and put the book together. It is if we're one mind, one body, and one soul, and if you're the brain and I'm the brain, and you're like my very close associate, then that doesn't mean that you sit down and do all this writing and typing.
Yes, sir.
It says that you but speak.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you know exactly now, exactly, Allah God, the prison master, what is the best of the son of the has put in you, within you the know-how now to put the book together.
Yes, sir.
You know exactly how to instruct you because of our God and the prison master, what is the son of the instructed you with deeds in action, working with you, training you for this particular part to work with the sisters that are going to be the ones to put the book together.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand? Do you understand? In other words, you're becoming now a servant.
Yes, sir.
But it's freeing you of that particular task that you have been flooded with in your training to teach the other person how to do this.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the symbols of when Jesus said, "Well, I'm washing your feet," and if you just really knew what the symbols of this was, when Peter said, "Well, wash my whole body, then that's when he started, but Jesus said, "Look, I don't play that."
Yes, sir.
That kind of gets funny.
Yes, sir.
You know, but he was saying that the one you must become the servant.
Yes, sir.
The servant is the key.
Yes, sir.
So that's why those people that's been trained to type and do this here writing, you tell them, "Well, this is the way that we want this." You know how the writing should be written off the tapes and things. That's all you do. The only thing that you're doing is you first just edit the tape of the money situation off them tapes and just pop all the rest to them.
Yes, sir.
The only thing that you're taking out there is the aspects mentioned in any form of money. But before you get to that, look how many tapes way up there that you've got to work with.
That's true. Yes, sir.
You got a long way to work, so you got something for them. And at the same time, what it's doing is it's making them this knowledge pull all the way back through their head again in another way.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this is the process that you're doing in this particular way. Whatever the particular thing is, so you make them comfortable. You tell them when for them to knock off and to walk a few minutes or something, and then when they're to start back, you got to sit that particular system for. Let them know that they don't have to, you're taking care of the children's stuff. They ain't got to worry about the children. They just go, if they got to have a place to be alone for a few minutes, you find the spot. If it's your bedroom, just like, well, your bedroom, when you were doing what you do, sit them in there, but don't leave without us. Just sit them in there with a little desk or something or whatever, and let them type in there, one downstairs, one upstairs, or whatever. You got to keep it separated, whatever.
Yes, sir.
You work that in your heads together.
Yes, sir.
They understand, so they are on time. And you know, like you said, you always check back in. Excuse me, beloved sister. You be very submissive now, like Master Wallace for I'm the he's gonna show you submission is the key.
Yes,
submissive.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And then when they see you doing this here, they're gonna say, "Well, wow, so what's happened about God in the prison, Master Wallace for I'm gonna start you the most submissiveness is the key now."
Yes, sir.
Can you understand? Can you see in your mind's eye what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
You know, so you turn to the clean of doing this here and doing that there, taking care of the children now, wash the seat of transporting here and bring them back. That's all you have to do.
Yes, sir.
And that means kicking back now to make it all happen.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you don't have to be taxed. Well, wait a minute, I'm trying to put all this together this way. No, only thing that Allah God in the prison master, what is Allah is messing the most honorable that Allah was doing when he was instructing you and scolding you this way and working with you that way and you feel like you was taxed too much this way and taxed to that much. He was putting within you the way to teach, the way he wanted that book put together. And therefore, he wasn't putting it for you to do that actual putting it together, but what I was saying, I want you to type it like this. He was making known to you how he wants the book be.
Yes, sir.
And who is better knowing how the book is to be did other than you two?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir. That's true.
So you can better instruct. You can better now instruct him how it's to be did. The only thing you keep the instrument. So what you got to do is buy a stack of papers.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the size of the book that you want. You know, like the paper got to be so many. Well, you want the same material of paper that you have. have for the whole book.
Yes, sir.
So that means that's everything you know, how, what part you want first in the book, and how it goes to the code, your student enrollments and actual facts, and so on, et cetera.
Yes, sir.
Understand what I'm saying? And that's why you got to put the prefix in the front of the book. This here book here, in the prefix part, you're stating where you got to put the breakdown where it's stating that this is a 360-name book. That means that each one of these names is a degree, and each one, within each one of these names of this 360-name of this book is another 360-degree name.
Yes, sir.
In other words, it's the book has 360 names.
Yes,
and
sir.
Within each one of those 360 names is another 360 name. That means that this is the 360 degrees within each one of those degrees, and another degree of which one of these degrees carry 360 within inside of this. But this is just saying it in the name way.
Yes, sir.
So this means that this is an endless book. This book covers all the subjects.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
and the
sir.
Plus on the front of the book is the big J.
Yes, sir.
So it's a Hodaka wand. It's back to the beginning of the no beginning. It's black and white. This has got to be black and white, because the message says there's a book that he was going to do called Black and White. This book's got to be black and white. This book's got to be the answer. This book is the creation of the book. All this here.
Yes, sir.
And this is something that they never, the book also is called something that you never ever would have thought of.
Yes, sir.
So you've got a whole bunch of things there. So now you understand that's what they're for now.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So therefore, they'll be doing all, they have to reread all this knowledge now with the knowledge that they have already done gotten. Then you'll know that it'll keep them busy now. Now to program them into it where you know they're sitting, you're giving them something to do.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That frees you to be able to run the channels or to find what type of, to go down to find what type of movie that you want to get that I was telling you about when you go for these VCR things for the movies. That what I told you to get that person that played that Marsh Kung Fu picture. I told you he did a spiritual picture. With them doing that, you're supposed to go buy the picture, the robe again, and take a look at the picture, the robe. You're supposed to buy the Tenth Commandment picture again and look at that, and you'll see it in different minds right now.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So when you recognize that their back's getting a little uncomfortable or something, when you bring them in there, tell them sit in the little easy chair. They don't have to, if they did go to the kitchen and they get something and they left the glass, you don't even say nothing to it. You just wash it right behind and clean it up. Can you understand what I'm saying? If they leave a sock somewhere, they didn't make the bed, you make the bed up.
Yes, sir.
And just keep them busy doing the typing.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? You got to look into your mind's eye, and he'll show you what I'll be gay. He's going to show you how submission is the key, and they're going to see how submissive you are. So now they're getting this other part, and then they'll come back, and then they'll learn the submissive through deeds and actions, seeing you submissive now.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Not asking them to clean up, no more. You're cleaning up. You're letting them see that you will clean up.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know, whatever they drop, you clean it up, and the association bring on a similarity. Then what's going to happen is they're going to be rubbing shoulders, they're going to be watching you, and they're going to see that you're not griping about anything that they're doing. Then they're going to find out that you'll see the science of this. See, that's why you got to be able to do a 360-degree turn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now you're keeping them off balance.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's the whole particular thing. If they look like they're picking to need a shower or a bath, you get the water and the towels and other things ready to have it there for them. When they get through, they don't have to clean it up. You run through and clean it up.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So all things you do, tell them, you sit back and you dream about it. Oh, my God, the person of the secret, I'm going to let you know the secret of it. Then you'll understand the secrets of the baptism.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You understand what it's like. We didn't come to be served. We come to serve.
That's right.
And that's what a servant is. That's why I say servant. That's a slave.
Yes, sir.
Be able to get more. The most honorable nine moments. The best of all the people. My mother didn't come dominate. I'm this and do that.
Yes,
he first
sir.
Came and was a humble servant.
Yes, sir. Like I'm the person my swastika father, Muhammad, the master of my son, Elijah Muhammad. Had myself and some mom, so-called teacher Radcliffe, and some mom, so-called Cato, going over this last night. So.
Yeah, so you're fixing to become something completely different now.
Yes, sir.
You're fixing to completely reverse. You don't see no fault, purely or nothing. You don't have no rights against nothing now that they do. They drop a sock and just leave it. If they're walking in, their panties fall off and stop on the floor and they're full of skin, but you don't say nothing. You stop, pick them up, and put them away.
Yes, sir.
Maybe send us some clean ones by so that she can see them. You can put it down and say, you need these?
Yes, sir.
If you don't want to put them on, it's nothing to you. Yes. It isn't nothing to you now.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Didn't you see how submission is? Watch what happens now. And then there, that through deeds and action, you're teaching them submissiveness now.
Yes,
it'll be around God in the presence of God, somebody teaching them submissiveness and showing you the power now of entire submission.
Yes, sir.
Submission is the key.
Yes, sir.
That means submissiveness even covers 360 degrees worth of submissiveness. Never ask no one to do something that you haven't did yourself, but now check this out.
Yes,
how would they know that you haven't been a servant yet? Until you put yourself up under them, if you're a truly meek and humble person, and lift them up there by showing them how submissive you are now through your deeds and actions. You